اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, now in the first part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to the recitation of a Tanzanian reciter, Sheikh Ibrahim Ramadan. He's going to recite verses 60 to 63 of Surah Al-Furqan. Let's enjoy it.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And when it is said to them, prostrate to the Most Merciful, they say, and what is the Most Merciful? Should we prostrate to that which you order us? And it increases them in aversion. Blessed is he who has placed in the sky great stars, and placed therein a burning lamp and luminous moon. And it is he who has made the night and the day in succession for whoever desires to remember or desires gratitude. And the servants of the Most Merciful are those who walk upon the earth easily, and when the ignorant address them harshly, they say words of peace.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا قيل لهم اسجدوا
جعل الليل والنهار
لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا
Dear audience, what you just listened to was recitation of verses 60 to 63 of Surah Al-Furqan, recited by the Tanzanian reciter, Sheikh Ibrahim Ramadan. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This was a very good recitation by the African reciter from Tanzania, Ibrahim Ramadan. He has a very good voice, especially his Jawab al-Jawab, is
the highest register.
Yeah. I mean, for an African to have such a high-pitched voice, it's very rare. And the pitch of his voice is actually higher than the Egyptian reciters and Iranian reciters that I've listened to. It's really high. And you can notice this in verse 63 from Wa'ibad al-Rahman. When he pronounces the word al-jahilun, he raises his voice to Jawab al-Jawab in a very high register and very beautifully. And it's in Maqam Nahawand. And his tajweed is good. It's not bad. For example, in verse 60, وَإِذَا قِيلَ قِيلَ, the qaf should be pronounced with tafkhim at the lowest level. قِيلَ, not قِيلَ. قِيلَ لَهُمُ اسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَن. In the scripts of the Quran that you have in front of you, you'll notice that the word usjudu, a line is written above it. This is because this is a verse of sajda, but it is not a sajda which is wajib. It's a recommended sajda. Yes, it's not an obligatory sajda. It's a sajda which is mustahab, which is recommended.
Recommended, yeah.
Okay, so you're not forced to go to sajda if this verse is recited, but it is recommended.
After reciting this verse, we are recommended to...
Yeah, to go to prostration, to go to sujood. The four surahs that have sajda wajiba, they are Suratul Najm, Suratul Fussilat, Suratul Sajda, and Suratul Alaq. Okay, verse 61, Tabarakalladhi جَعْلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. We have مَدُّ الْمُتَّصُ.
Could you talk about the phrase فِي السَّمَاءِ?
فِي السَّمَاءِ, we have sun letter. Seen is the sun letter. So the lam is not pronounced, even though it's written.
And the fi becomes fi.
So we have a sun letter in the word السَّمَاءِ. Seen is a sun letter. And how do we know that it's a sun letter? Because the seen is مُشَدَّد and the lam does not have a sukoon.
It is not. It has got nothing above it.
Yeah.
Or under it.
If it had a sukoon, the lam had a sukoon, and the letter after the lam did not have a shadda, it would mean that the letter is a moon letter. We have 14 moon letters and 14 sun letters, and I have not memorized them, but we could easily tell what they are just by looking for the signs I just said.
And the long vowel of fi becomes short. Would you tell the audience what's happening here?
Of course, yes, because... whenever a long vowel is followed by Hamzatul Wasl, which practically means a Sakin letter, because Hamzatul Wasl is always followed by a Sakin letter, you have to pronounce the long vowel like a short vowel when you're connecting it to the next word, which begins with a Hamzatul Wasl. So you say, Fis-sama. You don't say fi-sama. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. And the reason for this is that perhaps since the ya is sakin, a ya ul mad means the ya is sakin, does not have any haraka.
Yes.
Okay. And the letter after the ya sakin is also sakin. It's not possible to pronounce two sakin letters juxtaposed right next to each other in Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why the fi, instead of fi, it becomes fi. Fis-sama.
That is why the long vowel becomes
a short,
short to be a haraka, actually.
Exactly. The appropriate or the equivalent haraka of the long vowel, which here okay. is the kasr. Burujan wa ja'ala fiha sirajan wa qamaran munira. All the ra's, sirajan, qamaran, munira. They have tafkhim because they have aliful mad or tanwinul fath.
They should be pronounced with the full mouth.
With the full mouth. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً خِلْفَةً. The kha has the lowest level of tafkhim because of the kasra.
Yes.
لِمَنْ أَرَادَ. We have idhar of nun sakina.
Because of Hamza.
Yeah, because Hamza is a letter of the throat and it's right after the nun sakina. So it has to be pronounced fully. لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَن يَذَّكَّرَ أو أراد شكورا.
Here we have another rule of
Nun Sakina, which is إدغام of Nun Sakina مع الغنة. I'm going to quickly talk about the last verse that was recited, the beautiful verse وعباد الرحمن. This verse begins by explaining the attributes of the servants of Allah, the beneficent, the all-beneficent, الرحمن. And it continues until the end of the verse. It says that they are ones who, when they walk on the earth, and they don't walk with pride. هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ. And when the ignorant ones speak to them, they say سلام, they say peace. They don't say, they don't swear at them, for example. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the other verses also talk about the other characteristics of the Abad al-Rahman.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In Bihar al-Anwar, late Allama Majlisi quotes this hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَإِنَّ قِرَاءَتَهُ كَفَّارَةٌ لِلْذُنُوبِ. Reading and reciting the Quran would help you in many different ways. Some of the ways which are mentioned here are as follows. One is, it's a compensation for your sins. So someone who has, God forbid, committed some sins, by tawbah and then reading Quran, he can be very hopeful that Allah would forgive him. Not without tawbah, not by insisting on the sins and repeating the sins, but when you make tawbah, you are very sorry, you decide not to repeat, but you need something positive also to show as goodwill, a good gesture. Quran helps you in this regard. Quran will help you with sins to be compensated.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
منام سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك الدين. التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن.